Rival Sinaloa Cartel Factions Battle for Baja California. By Cartel Chronicles on December 16, 2022. Rival factions of the Sinaloa Cartel are issuing threats as they continue a turf war in the Mexican border state of Baja California. There has also been at least one clash that left 8 dead. In recent days, gunmen from the Chapiza faction have left threatening banners in Mexicali, Baja California, claiming to be targeting the Rusas faction of the Sinaloa Cartel, InfoBe reported. The threats come days after the groups clashed on December 4 near the state line of Baja California and Sonora. 8 died and 12 others were injured. One of the victims was a 7-year-old girl who was caught in the crossfire. At the time of the attack, gunmen from La Chapiza arrived in 20 SUVs due to a tip that the leader of Los Rusas were in the area. A pesar de que la hicieron correr, La Chapiza Minas Ocon Narcoman Shahe al Ruso pic.twitter.com/0fazo8osf. Blog del Narco Mexico, at Blog del Narcomx, December 12, 2022. La Chapiza is a faction loyal to the sons of jailed Sinaloa cartel kingpin Joaquin El Chapo Guzman. Los Rusas are a cell led by Jesus Alejandro El Ruso Sanchez Felix. Los Rusas are led by Ishmael Mao Zambada. El Sabato Morieron 10 personas y otras 12 fueron heridas en combate entre facciones del cartel de Sinaloa en San Luis Río Colorado, México. Un convoy de 20 vehículos de los Chapitos. Hijos del Chapo, incursion en una pequeña localidad y fue repelido por los Rusas. Mao Zambada, pic.twitter.com/cnj5upfo. Nipper Wifey copyright, at Nipper Wifey. December 6, 2022. While Zambada has kept a low profile for decades, the sons of El Chapo are quite controversial. Ovidio El Ratón Guzmán made international headlines in 2019 after authorities arrested him until his gunmen invaded and held a city hostage. The tension broke when President Andrés Manuel López Obrador, AMLO, ordered his release. Since then, AMLO has said that he gave the order to avoid bloodshed. According to leaked emails from Mexico's army, in 2016, DEA agents had the location of 2 Guzman brothers. When U.S. authorities asked their Mexican counterparts for help, they were told that since the 2 narco heirs did not have pending warrants that moving against them was not recommended. Editor's note, Breitbart Texas traveled to Mexico City and the states of Tamaulipas, Coahuila, and Nuevo León to recruit citizen journalists willing to risk their lives and expose the cartel silencing their communities. The writers would face certain death at the hands of the various cartels that operate in those areas, including the Gulf Cartel and Los Zetas, if a pseudonym were not used. Breitbart Texas Cartel Chronicles are published in both English and in their original Spanish. This article was written by C.P. Mireles from Tamaulipas and E.F. Robles from Jalisco.